It's Meg Cowden, who is an author and a gardener and a Minnesotan. And what else are you, Meg? What am I missing?
A mother, a volunteer, a writer. What else do I do? I'm a knitter, cooker, baker, metalsmith. I do all kinds of things.
Meg, you got a great resume.
Thank you.
Well, I'm visiting with Meg because she is coming to Yankton, and I understand for the first time ever, right?
Yes. I've been to South Dakota once last year. I have never been this far south in South Dakota, so I can't wait to see what it's like.
Okay. Where in South Dakota were you last year?
I was in Sioux Falls.
All right.
And yep. I gave a talk there last spring, which was great. I also had never been to Sioux Falls, so I love this.
The reason she's giving a talk, folks, is because of the Missouri Valley Master Gardeners. It's that time of the year for their spring fling. And I'll tell you this, Meg, I talked to Wayne, and they are over the moon excited about securing you for this. So that must make you feel good.
Yeah, you know, the timing was perfect. He reached out to me rather recently, and I was going to kind of be in the area. The next day I'm doing another talk. So I was delighted, too, to be able to impress my visions and passions for gardening on two groups of enthusiastic gardeners. So I can't wait.
Well, it's a great time of the year for this conversation, too. Things are getting nice out there, and people are thinking about gardens and stuff like that. And so it's time for the spring fling from the Master Gardeners. I know you've been in Minnesota for a while, but I think you said you grew up on the East Coast. When did you get connected with gardening and doing what you're doing? When did that hit for you in life?
I spent my childhood outside, but it was really romp in the woods, kind of New England woods. Gardening really picked up for me in college, which those were years spent in Oregon, in the Willamette Valley of Oregon. I started really becoming a serious gardener when my relationship with my husband got serious. Both of us were very passionate about growing things. It was tomatoes one season, and then the next season, we tilled under the backyard of our rental property and put in a big garden. And that was in 2000, and ever since then, we've just been, it's a huge part of our life. I think our children would complain. They sometimes would put a moratorium on talking about gardening at the dinner table. Just like we might put a moratorium when they were younger on talking about Minecraft. It was like, we're not going to talk about the garden. So it's basically, we live and breathe it. We love it. What's not to love? We are producing the food that we get to eat and enjoy and share with others.
So you have tried both coasts and then settled on Minnesota. And I'm a big fan of the Midwest. And it's a good place to grow a garden, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting as someone who came from a warmer zone. So when I was gardening in Oregon, it was like, I don't know, zone 8, zone 9. But those zone numbers, people get really hung up on like, are we a zone 5? Are we a zone 4? And they did all recently change last year. But honestly, I could say we grow more food for longer in Minnesota right now than we did in Oregon, partly because we were younger gardeners and we're way more seasoned and advanced and we're smarter about how we plant and when we plant and what we plant. But I would also say that there's no reason for us in the Midwest to be sad about maybe, okay, I'm going to be sad about this. Can't grow a peach tree on my property. And that kind of makes me a little sad. But other than that, there's not a lot of regrets. And our growing season is stretching more. And then I love to stretch it even further by season extending and planting crops that can withstand frost. And so we harvest from our garden. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here, Jeff, but we harvest from our garden sometime in late April all the way until November. And that's with, like I have said, we put up low tunnels, we season extend that way. And then in the fall, I'm planting things that are going to be fine after a frost, like cilantro and scallions and spinach and so forth. So there's all kinds of ways we can play, and that's what I'm all about when I get in front of a group of people, is to get them really excited and sort of turn their gardening schedule upside down, inside out, just get them to really inspect how they're growing and when they're growing and what they're growing, to try and see if they could grow differently or want to grow differently. So it's very exciting. I think we can tell. And also, gardening season is right around the corner, so I am chomping at the bit to be able to start some seeds and get out in the garden.
Well, the spring fling is literally around the corner. It's Friday the 21st at Hillcrest Country Club, and I know the Missouri Valley Master Gardeners want as many people at this event as possible. So, Meg, when you visit with them, and you've already told us a lot, but I know your presentation is layering, succession, perennials, annuals, vegetables. What can people expect beyond what you've already told us that they'll hear when they come?
Yeah, So season extending is one part of how I succession plan, and it's definitely a way to layer succession. I'm going to go over perennial fruits and vegetables and how you can think about those and how those arrive at different points in the growing season. And so the name of the game is about, well, layering. So if you think about adding layers, a layer cake, you don't want all of your food to come in a short window of time. You want to try and get things to spread out, and that makes gardening a little easier, and it makes it a little more exciting. It might make it a little harder, but it also in the long term, if you add perennials, my argument for perennials is like invest in perennials because they will fill in gaps and add diversity to your produce. So I also talk about flowers. So I use examples in my book, Plant, Grow, Harvest, Repeat. I set up the whole premise of the book talking about ecosystems and using ecosystems as a way, a lens for us to think about our growing season. So if you think about most of what we grow, except for fruit trees and, you know, perennial blueberries and raspberries and strawberries, those are perennials, but most of what we grow food-wise, our food crops are annuals, so they are done in one growing season. But within that, we can think about how to renew, how to maybe plant things more than once, or maybe how to plant different varieties that mature at a different time. So there's all kinds of ways that we can layer our food so that we have the type of abundance and the type of diversity on our plates that we would like for as long as possible.
You mentioned your book, Plant, Grow, Harvest, Repeat. I am willing to bet that you'll bring it with you and be willing to sign it for folks.
Yeah, I do. I'm selling it for $25 and I will personalize every copy that I sell. Yeah.
I would imagine that you educate a lot of people when you go out, but I'm also willing to bet that you probably pick up a thing or two everywhere you go, whether it's the same zone or a different zone.
For sure. I think as a gardener, the premise of gardening is that we are curious students. I don't think you could meet a gardener that doesn't thrive on the fact that we plant tomatoes every year and it turns out different every year. And that's part of the thrill of it, is the not knowing. It's the one place in life where I'm okay with the unknown because it always brings me new lessons and new ideas and new challenges, new diseases, right? So for sure, I am always in awe of how people are growing, especially people who grow in smaller spaces than I do. People are just have so much ingenuity in how they grow and how they make gardening work. And it's just a joy to be around people who are as passionate and excited about growing food as I am.
Meg Cowan will be here for the Missouri Valley Master Gardener Spring Fling. It's Friday the 21st, 7 at Hillcrest. All are welcome. And I hope you have a pleasant trip here, that you enjoy Yankton enough that you might want to come back again someday.
Thanks so much. I'm really excited to visit Yankton and speak Friday.